With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. Fall is almost here, which means it's time to plant trees. Fall is actually the best time to plant trees because the soil is still warm from the summer, which encourages root growth and establishment. There are 10 rules to follow when planting tree transplants. The first and most important rule is to select the right tree for your site. It is especially important to look up and consider how tall and wide the tree will get once mature to ensure that it doesn't grow into any power lines or your house. Some catalogs and nurseries may have dwarf varieties of trees, but this does not always mean that the tree will remain small. Dwarf pecans still grow to 30 feet tall, but are listed as dwarf trees because this is about half the size of a traditional pecan tree. To get a better idea of how big your dwarf tree will grow, always compare it against a traditional size tree of the same species. It's also important to select a tree that will thrive in the amount of sun it will get where you plant it. If planted under taller trees like oaks, your choices for trees will be more limited. Most trees require full sun while actively growing. If you cannot avoid planting in partial or full shade, look for trees that grow as understory trees in the wild. These trees typically grow under other taller trees and include redbuds, pawpaws, hornbeams, serviceberries, and maples. When preparing the tree for planting, remove all wires, cords, and anything else tied to the plant. Leaving these materials on the tree has the potential to girdle the tree as it grows. Remove all containers from the root ball. Some ball and burlap trees will also have a wire container around the root ball. Remove this if you can do so without disturbing the root ball. However, research has shown that there is no considerable difference between trees that have had their cages removed and those that haven't. If there is a time lag between when you receive the tree and when you will plant it, keep the tree well watered and in the shade. Move the tree by picking up the root ball and not the trunk. Preparing the hole correctly will prevent future problems for your tree. Holes should be dug only as deep as the tree will sit, or possibly a little shallower to allow for settling. There is a point at the base of the trunk where the tree suddenly gets wider. This is called the root flare and is where the trunk transitions into root growth. The hole you dig for the tree should never be deep enough to bury the root flare. If buried, the roots could accidentally encircle the base of the tree while coming to the surface for oxygen and could strangle the tree to death. Dig the hole 3 times as wide as the root ball to allow roots to grow outward faster. Once planted, water the tree thoroughly and then once a week for the first growing season. You should not add any amendments to the hole, such as sand or peat moss, because these can cause moisture drainage issues and might accidentally drown the tree. The only thing that should be added to the hole once the tree is in is the soil that was removed. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.